Alaric Fish is the manager of planning and development for the town of Cam, where he joins me on the program. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
We've had Gary Anderson on the program, and he's brought up some questions, I think, regarding bylaw 1-98. And this has to do with land up in the Three Sisters, 30 acres, which is supposedly set aside for community need. Can you speak to this bylaw a little bit?
I'll back up just a little bit. In the Natural Resources Conservation Board approval of development on the Three Sisters land, there was a bit of a dispute between the town and the landowner that was resolved through a legal agreement called the Settlement Agreement, and it talked about exchanging provincially owned road right-of-ways in exchange for developable land on the Three Sisters site. That land was going to be used for community lands, primarily for affordable housing. As the development has ensued, there hasn't been as much need for all of the land that was thought to be needed of the closed road allowances, so the amount of land coming to the town has been less than what was originally anticipated. We have gotten some 5 acres, including Coyote Ridge, Mountain Haven Co-op, and the MacArthur Place development that's underway right now. As well, we received Mineside Court. That development was undertaken by Three Sisters in exchange for obligation of some of those community lands as well. So far, we're pretty close to even with the developer. There will be some future community lands in the Smith Creek area when that land is developed. But in the meantime, there is no large outstanding amount of land that is owed to the town under the terms of the settlement agreement.
I get the impression that, you know, the 30 acres that were worked out in 1998, there's not quite that much now just due to changes in how things have played out over the ensuing years.
Yeah, some of that land was near the river, so it was preserved for setback from the water body. Some of it was in a wildlife corridor, so also not developable. There was another portion at the edge of the unfinished golf course that turned out they never proposed development on. Again, we haven't required the offset of land because we haven't given them those other pieces of land. So the exchange for developable land has been less.
So there is still some land potentially available as part of this agreement, but that's still a ways down the road, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah, in the Smith Creek area. And so that's part of the planning process that we're going through there. But that land is not going to be imminently available to the town.
In chatting with Gary, he talked about a conversation that he and a few other town councillors, I believe, had with former Mayor Ron Casey. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I haven't spoken to him directly on this matter. I guess I would be curious, too. Perhaps he has a different interpretation of the bylaw. If there's something that we're missing, absolutely, we would like to explore that. But our understanding is that we're currently meeting the terms of the settlement agreement and the land use bylaw 198.
So, you know, it is a bylaw. The amount 30 acres is in that bylaw. So is it not legally binding to have a 30 acres? Or
the intent in how we calculate that is based on the exchange of land. I suppose one could try and hold the landowner to the letter of the law that says you must give us 30 acres. I don't think that would be a particularly successful approach, because if we were playing hardball, we would also expect the same coming back at us. Then we would end up into a legal battle, I would expect, over the details of what those 30 acres might look like.
Alaric Fish, Manager of Planning and Development for the Town of Canmore, thanks so much for joining me today.
No problem. Thank you.